New FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday.
Hump day. How good?
Let's get it. It's going to be a great day. I can feel it already in my bones.
Well, I've got to really enjoy the show because after the show, obviously tomorrow, I've got my rent inspection for the Merriweather Share House. So it's all hands on deck for cleaning.
Now, do you have like a certain job that you're dreading in the cleaning process?
Well, I've got to do our bathroom, which is never fun. No one loves the bathroom. I really dislike rent inspections. I'm so sure Jess will hate this because Jess, I assume you have like a well-kept house, a very well-kept house.
Very well.
Oh, yeah, but the rent inspection is always something.
You know what? When it's rent inspection time at Jess's, she's like, oh, forgot to make sure the mail is out of the mailbox when they come. That's a big...
I wish it was only that.
Oh, see, like, I live in a well-lived-in house, not a well-kept house.
Right.
So, like, rent inspections, they really scare me.
A bunch of, like... What's the oldest person in your share house, at the Merriweather share house?
25.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
Under 25s, just living it up on instant noodles and wild times.
Yeah, it's a scary day. Rent inspection is a scary day, but all hands on deck this afternoon. Fingers crossed, no dramas.
Yeah, I think you'll be right. You'll be right. And it's a Wednesday, luckiest day of the week, so you're good as gold.
Oh, there you go. Happy days.
How are you, Jess?
I'm good. I don't have a rent inspection today, so woo.
You're living life. Yeah, you're on cruising easy street. Do you have your dog in today?
No, I don't.
Ah, oh, damn. I was looking forward to a pat.
Ah, sorry.
Oh, well. Better luck next time. Of course, we'll catch up with Jess in just a minute to do all the newsy stuff as you wake up with the Novos here on UFM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, UFM's First at 5 with Jess.
And some pretty sad news this morning, Jess. Police have found a body which they believe is missing late Macquarie man.
Yes, this came out yesterday afternoon that over the weekend, human remains and personal belongings were found by a bushwalker out near Belmont Wetlands. You might remember last year, a 72-year-old by the name of John Davidson went missing. At the time, he was living with pretty advanced dementia, and a multi-agency search was underway in the days after he went missing and in the weeks and the months that followed to try and find him. Unfortunately, those searches all came up with dead ends, and sadly on the weekend this discovery has been made. Lake Macquarie Police are investigating, and they will formally identify the remains that were found, but they do believe that it is John Davidson based on what they found. So. Very sad news.
Definitely. If it is, though, like, I'm sure that family would be, like, there's a...
Closure's a bit of relief, isn't
it? That's what I was getting at. Closure is, you know, a huge relief, I guess, because for months now, they'd be wanting to know what's happened. And, yeah, very sad, though.
Yeah, exactly. And they have been posting on social media sort of overnight saying, you know, thanking all the locals and the emergency services who did try their hardest to find John. But, yeah, as you say, they're very glad that they can have some closure and lay John to rest peacefully.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, switching gears a little bit, some of the F-35s are going to be flying past. Now, about in the last week or so, I saw some super low level. I was out the front of my house in Mayfield. And there they were, and they were so close to each other. That always fascinates me. Like, you got all that sky, why do you want to fly right next to each other?
Well, it's all part of some training that's been going on out at Williamtown. There's also been a bit of a joint operation going on with some pilots and things who've come over from the US. But today there are 11 Royal Australian Air Force F-35A Lightning II aircraft that are going to be coming back down from Townsville. The pilots have been up there completing a couple of courses in far north Queensland, so they're making their way home today. So there's going to be a pair of fly pass over the RAF base at Williamtown between midday and 2 p.m.
Mind my ignorance. What are they, like fighter jets? What are
yes,
they?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And so when you say their courses, is this like so that they, yep, you're good to fly now, test it out? Well, like you've done it on TAFE up in Queensland. Now, there you go.
I guess like with everything, you know, technology changes and jets change, so you've got to continually be upgrading your knowledge. So I guess that's what they were doing. That I don't know. You might better go ask them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would have been a bit of fun, I'm sure.
No doubt. No doubt. Up on course in Queensland. The boys on tour. Very good. Thanks for that, Jess. Of course, a full news update at 5:30 as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Crevo, I want to do a bit of a PSA.
Okay.
About the power, I guess, of the wave. Yesterday, I was at an intersection, and it was one of those, like, I was waiting to turn left, but there was also a pedestrian crossing.
Across.
So you have to wait for, you know, your light's green, but you got to wait for the people to come
finish
through.
Finish crossing,
of course. Yeah. So we're sitting there waiting, and this gentleman was walking, honestly, the slowest walker I've ever seen in my life. And you and I, both pretty slow walkers.
Yep.
This guy, we would look like Speedy Gonzales. Put this bloke to shame. Bolt, you and I, right? So he's walking so slow.
Older bloke?
No. Probably in his, like, maybe in his 40s.
Okay.
So not too old. But yeah, he was walking so slow and I was thinking, God, this guy's taking forever. Steam coming out of my ears. I was getting pretty frustrated. And then right before, as he passed, you know, and was about to finish his cross, he looked at me and gave me a little wave. And all of a sudden, all that anger just left my body. Dissipated.
What suburb were we talking?
I was in Merriweather.
Okay.
I was on Glebe going on into town. I don't know what that road is.
Yeah, right. The power
Glebe onto, like, pretty much going onto, like, Industrial Drive and all
right,
that.
Right. Yeah. So the power of the wave, if you do it in Newcastle, you'll alleviate so much pressure.
Oh, just so quickly, yeah. The rage just left my body. I can't articulate how
Look
quick
how
this process was.
Look how happy you are now. It's unbelievable. Know. Anyway, keep that in mind as you get about your business today if you're crossing any crossings. Now, we head over to France for this next story,
oh, nice.
Which is a bit of fun.
Oui.
Indeed. Over the Eiffel Tower and all that. But rural part of France, right? So there's this military kind of base, right? Like a Williamtown, but in France, right?
Right, I understand.
Yeah, sort of a rural military base, and they're always on the scanners, like checking what planes going around, you know, just keeping an eye on
Well,
things.
I assume it's like very confidential, restricted type area.
Absolutely, yeah. But of course, that, like I said, being in Europe, they're always on the scanners, just seeing who's going where.
Mm-hmm.
And they spot on the scanners this little private plane. And they're like, oh, that's flying a bit close to one of our power plants. That's not right.
Oh, okay.
So they radio over to it, you know, in French, of course. Are you just letting you know, you're getting a bit close to that power plant over there, sir or madam. And they just hear nothing back. They're like, oh, this is a problem. So they scramble one of the jets. And off it takes his pursuit.
Just to go check it out,
Just to check it out, yeah. Right? And it heads straight over to this little it's just a little plane, you know, like a little single propeller situation.
Yeah. Plugging along. All that.
And anyway, the jet gets close to it, and suddenly the pilot must be panicking, because out of this little plane starts to fly all of these... They look like sort of big bundles of, like, white powder of some sort. Now,
oh, right. Drop the flour over.
Yeah, maybe it's like bundles of Ajax or something that they've taken out of the containers and put into plastic. Not really sure. They're still looking into it.
Right, okay.
But suddenly all these bundles start falling out of the plane, and then the plane, like, starts to change direction. So I'm not really sure exactly what's going on.
He's tried to flush it. That's what he's done.
But he's like, tried to flush something.
Over the side of the plane.
Yeah, just throw it over the side of the plane. Quick. The jets are after me.
That's like something out of a comic.
I know, because how ridiculous. The only reason they're following him is just to, like, tell him to not go into the airspace of the power plant.
He must have been low, or because you feel like even a little plane like that would be pressurized, right?
Yeah.
You have to. So how's he opened a window?
Real low. That's the answer, right? Because then, you know, you can technically open a window or a little hatch underneath your pre-prepared. head.
Wow.
So, you know, if he just had stayed away from that power plant and actually looked at his flight maps, he wouldn't have been bothered.
Or even if he just moved when they first said to him, mate, can you scooch over a little bit? I'm sure they would have thought anything about it.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, unlucky for him, he's done a full panic and had to bail on the goods.
There's some lucky farmer in France who's sitting there with all these packages. They sit on a gold mine.
Free Ajax. I can do all my cleaning for free now. UFM.
1, 2, 3.
On UFM. This is the Novos Three of a Kind.
All right, this is our game that we play each morning around this time.
Get up and about, Creever.
Exactly, where you basically, we give you three things and you have to listen to that and then figure out what is the theme between those three things. Then you call out your name as your buzzer and you just tell us, and if you got a right point on the board, you're up against another person from Newcastle.
Super easy. So I'll give you an example, Creever.
I'm ready.
Let's do a breakfast-themed one.
Ooh, okay.
So let's go Weet-Bix, Frosted Flakes, Rice Bubbles.
Creever.
Go on.
Types of cereal.
That easy. If you can kind of decipher those patterns, all you need to do, give us a call, 4967405, to get your mitts on your fair share of these prizes.
That's right. We need two players here. So 4967405.
You go in the draw. Well, if you win Three of a Kind, you get yourself a double in-season pass to Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1. Tom Cruise in the country at the moment. He's, you know, doing all the promos for all this good stuff. In-season passes as well is, of course, the good ones, because you get to go at your own discretion, at your
That's
own
right.
convenience,
you
really.
Never, and you never know. You might see Tom Cruise there.
Oh, well, mate, someone's going to see him.
Yep.
Why not you? So that's, of course, thanks to our friends at Event Cinemas. And every caller on the show today goes in the draw for a family pass to the Winter Fun Fest at Nobby's Beach, including 30 ride coupons. That's happening right through to the 16th of July, I believe. So not this Sunday, but next Sunday for your school holiday fun. So
absolutely superb. So once all your activities covered, you know, cinema passes, plus you're off to go and, you know, the Winter Funland, plus you're getting the ride passes as
That's where they sting you as well. That's where the money gets spent.
That's right. I mean, it's fun, but you got to spend
it. Yeah, exactly.
Unless you get it from us for free.
4967405, two Nova Castrids on the air to have a crack at Three of a Kind for your hump day. Kind of, you know, cure your midweek blues, I reckon.
That's right. All right, call now. 4967-4105 and win.
1, 2, 3.
On UFM. This is the Novos Three of a Kind.
All right, this is where we give you three things, and you've got to figure out what is the pattern between those three things or the theme, and then you yell out your name as your buzzer. First to two, best of three. That's the scoring system. And, yeah, if you get it, some prizes on offer today, some juicy, juicy prizes.
Well, that's it. You're burying the lead. You got to start with the prizes. That's the good stuff. That's why people have given us a call. And, of course, up for grabs, Three of a Kind today. We've got double in-season passes to the new Mission Impossible film, Dead Reckoning Part 1. Like we said before, Tom Cruise in the country at the moment doing all the promo for this good stuff. And that's thanks to our friends at Event Cinemas. And they are the in-season passes, which means they're the good ones. You can go at your own discretion. Go whatever
leisure.
You want.
Yep.
So whoever wins Three of a Kind, get that in their hands, of course, right now to use. Plus, everyone on the show in the draw for family pass. The Winter Fun Fest happening at Nobby's at the moment.
Beautiful.
So that's going right through the school holidays. Plus, you get yourself 30 ride coupons if you win yourself that.
Absolutely lovely.
Can you hear me? I'm out of breath from talking about all our prizes. Ridiculous.
Yeah, that's all right.
Let's get into it. Let's meet the two people vying for these prizes, I suppose. We've got yesterday's runner-up from Cessnock, Jess. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
How are you feeling? Chipper for your hump day?
Yes.
Yeah, you got this today. Got it in the bag, I reckon.
Fingers crossed.
Good luck. You good luck.
This. Well, competing against Jess this morning from Barnsley. Sorry, we've got Renee. Morning, Renee.
Hi.
How are you feeling? You up and ready to go?
Not a chance. Too sleepy. I think Jess has got it in the bag as well.
Oh, wow.
Or is that a psych out? You never know.
I think so. Yeah. You never know.
All right.
There's a bit of animosity, you know. Wow. Order in the court. Now, let's test the buzzers to begin with, of course, because your name is your buzzer. Jess, let's test yours first.
Jess.
Lovely. Renee, you next?
Renee.
Lovely.
Everything's up and running. Let's get into this with the first one.
All right. Best of luck, ladies. Your first one is Yaris, Corolla, RAV4.
Jess. Toyotas.
Toyotas is correct.
Well done. One on the board to Jess.
Jess, Renee, your prediction might be coming to fruition. You got to.
I even got the buzzer on.
Yeah, I know, I know. It's
all right. Switch on here. You got this.
It's nice and early. Plenty of time to come back as well. That's why we don't do one question. Still, everything to play for. Question two. Well, category two for you. Wrapping, baking, and tissue.
Jess?
Paper. Types of paper is correct. Well done, Jess. Taking it out this morning.
So quick.
All you needed was one practice run, wasn't it? That's all you needed.
Yes,
so you're off to
right.
see the new Mission Impossible film, Dead Reckoning Part 1, thanks to our friends at Event Cinemas. Both you ladies in the draw, of course, as well, for the family pass of the Winter Fun Fest.
Now, Renee, as our runner-up, can we get you back tomorrow?
Most probably, yes. Still sleepy, but yes.
Okay, all right. I'll take it. Let's check
it. I think she locked it in. Lock it
lied. Done. New FM.
Now, I've got a bit of fun for you, Crevo, because circulating all over TikTok at the moment is, and I quote, the world's smallest IQ test.
Now, is that for people with small IQs?
No, we're not searching for the smallest IQ.
Okay.
We're talking smallest as in, like, duration of which to complete this IQ test. So,
okay.
All we've got is three questions for you. And basically, what they reckon, what they're claiming, is with these three questions, you can tell if you're smarter than 80% of the population just by answering these three questions right.
You know what? This feels like Trivia Check, but longer.
Well, that's it. Yeah, it's a little bit harder, isn't it? Three questions instead of one.
Separate you and being smart. I've never actually done an IQ test before. Never done one.
Well, I've got one here that we can try out for you.
Ready to go.
Have you had your morning coffee?
I've had some. I'm also traditionally bad at trivia, so we'll see how we go.
It's not really trivia. It's kind of like problem solving, ugh, I guess. Look.
All right, we'll see how we go.
What we'll do is we've been provided a 30-second timer.
Yep.
So I'll give you like 30 seconds on the clock. I don't think in TikTok they're taking 30. I think they're taking longer. You know,
all right, really
thinking it out. But we've got to get through these quick.
We're on the movie.
I'll give you, you know, one question at a time. We'll get your answer. We'll talk about what the correct answer is. And then we'll move on to the second, et cetera, et cetera.
All right, I'm ready.
30-second timer at the arm. Here we go. Question one for you, Crevo. A bat and a ball cost $1.10 in total. The bat costs $1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost? Ooh.
So, bat and a ball. Oh, I can't even remember any of the details.
Bat and a ball costs $1.10 total.
Yep.
The bat costs $1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost?
10 cents. Oh, no. Unfortunately, is that
incorrect. Right? Incorrect. That's what you think. That's what you, like,
instantly go to.
Knee-jerk reaction would be.
Yeah.
The answer's actually 5 cents, because, of course, if it's, like, 10 cents for the ball, and then the bat's a dollar more than that, it'd be $1.10.
Oh, of course it is. It'd
make $1.20 total.
Yeah, so you
need 5 cents, so that's $1.05, which makes you $1.10 total.
That makes so much sense. And, of course, I'm already not doing so well.
Not so well. But it's early, and that timer, it doesn't, you know, it gets in your head a little bit. It
certainly does.
All right, you've had, I guess, a practice question. We'll wipe that from the slate.
Oh, well, we could.
Yeah, I'm going to do it for you.
All right, here we go, next one.
All right, question two, Crevo, is if it takes 5 machines, 5 minutes to make 5 widgets, how long would it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets?
Oof, okay, away we go. 5 machines, 5 widgets,
minutes.
5 minutes.
Yep.
They're all making one. So how many do I have to make?
100 widgets.
100 widgets. 5 in 5 minutes. So each 100, 20 minutes? Is that... Again, incorrect.
Incorrect.
Unbelievable. So I do not get these type of questions.
So you've got 100 machines to make 100 widgets. Before you had 5 machines to make
500 minutes then, is it?
No, so it's only 5 minutes, the same amount of time. Because it takes each widget, takes each machine 1 minute to make one, you know, so you just add more machines, same
not
amount of time.
Not doing well here, not doing well here.
We're hurting early.
Yeah.
We are hurting. But they're not really like trivia questions. They're kind of like these problem solving type.
And anyway. I'm obviously not going well at this.
Anyway,
right, let's see if I can get any.
You've had 2 warm-up questions, which we've wiped from the slate.
No.
This is to see if you're smarter than 80% of the population.
All right, standing by.
All right. In a lake, there's a patch of lily pads. Every day, the patch doubles in size. If it takes 48 days for the patch to cover the entire lake, how long would it take for the patch to cover half of the lake?
Oh, God. It's doubling in size every day.
Every day.
So
it takes 48 days to cover the entire lake. How long would it take to cover half the lake?
It's like 5 8, four, six. Is it 6 days? Unfortunately,
wrong again.
No.
The answer we're looking for is 47. Because obviously it'll be half the size after 47.
Makes so much sense.
Double that, you get to 48.
Oh, well, 80% of the population smarter than me.
There you go. Clearly not skilled labour here on radio.
Live and learn, UFM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 UFM.
And $1,025 up for grabs with Trivia Check just after 7 o'clock this morning. So if you like your chances at doing good at trivia, this is your opportunity to turn that into money.
Well, that's it. That'll cure your midweek blues, won't it?
Oh, wouldn't it? What, $1,025 just slips into your wallet? How'd you get that in there?
Don't
just
mind.
One Trivia Check?
If I do, yeah, how good's that? Like we said, that's coming up after 7. Next though, Crevo, we turn again to TikTok for a bit of a social dilemma. Because at the moment, this mum's in a bit of trouble around, I guess, teaching her kids a lesson in what I think is a very harsh manner.
Kids need to learn life lessons. That's how they get good at life.
Anyway, we'll give you the details on the other side of this and we'll get a bit of a temperature check from Newcastle itself.
Here on UFM.
And Crevo, a bit of a social dilemma that's popped up on TikTok. We turn to the States for this one because I struggle to believe many Australians could lack this kind of empathy. There's a mum, her name's Ruby Frank. She's like this YouTuber / TikToker / influencer. Got like 8 kids or something like that, right?
That's a lot.
She's spinning a lot of plates. Really busy.
Sure.
But she's gone viral over the last week or so as this video surfaced of her basically disciplining her kids in what I reckon's a pretty harsh manner. I'll play you a bit of a clip from the video.
Got a text message from Eve's teacher. Eve did not pack a lunch today, and can I bring a lunch over to the school? But I responded and just said, Eve is responsible for making her lunches in the morning, and she actually told me she did pack a lunch. So the natural outcome is she's just going to need to be hungry.
So the background here, if you kind of missed it, is Eve is her 6-year-old daughter, and Eve's gone to school without packing her lunch. So,
but in the morning, the mum's gone, if you got your lunch, Eve? And she's gone, yep, I have.
Right, yeah. Well, that's what she's insinuating from the video there, of course. You're right. So that's basically how the story's gone. The teachers then felt a bit uncomfortable that the daughter doesn't have a lunch, has asked mum to bring one in for her. She's gone, nope, this is how you need to learn your lesson, and basically made a kid go hungry through school, which I think there's got to be another way you can surely drive home that lesson.
See, I disagree. I think especially since the kid went, no, yes, I have packed it. So she's lied to her mum.
Yeah.
And then, and you know what? It's one lunch. A kid can survive missing one lunch.
But what about the education she loses when she's, you know, not focusing, the tummy's grumbling?
A couple of lessons at the age of 6 that you miss, you'll get that back. Kids
are
like sponges.
There is catch-up time, isn't there?
You've got plenty of time to catch up. I think the mum is in the right here.
Well, the fact of the matter is, neither of us are parents.
That's right.
So we're not really the best to kind of weigh in on this topic. So let's open up the lines. 4967-4105. Do you think it's right or wrong to, I guess, let the 6-year-old daughter go hungry because she's lied and forgotten to pack her lunch? That's basically what we're asking.
Yeah, I think it's fine. I think you can let a kid miss one meal. They'll be right. But you're saying no.
I think it's harsh.
It's,
I think
too
it's really
young
harsh.
And like
six is too young to try and enforce that kind of. Maybe she doesn't even know what she's saying at 6 in the morning. You know,
I don't know. It's not. There's no 6 in the morning here. It's just 6 years old.
Oh well, sorry, we've got me words muddled a little bit there.
Yeah.
But I think it's a bit young to try and enforce and drive home this lesson.
All right. Well, let's get your calls on the air next, and you know, sort of sort this out because, like you said, neither of us are parents.
Yeah. So let's get a temperature check right across Newcastle 4967-4105, and of course, best callers on the air throughout the show. Get yourself a family pass to the Winter Fun Fest at Nobby's Beach all throughout the school holidays through to the 16th of July, I believe, including 30 ride coupons, so no one goes hungry there.
That's
everyone
right.
Gets a little crack on the ride.
That'll be fun.
And we're having a bit of a social dilemma at the moment. Video has arose, I suppose, and debate has been sparked from this US influencer, TikTok, YouTuber mum who's punished her kids in what I reckon is quite a harsh way. We'll play the audio for you again.
Got a text message from Eve's teacher. Eve did not pack a lunch today, and can I bring a lunch over to the school? But I responded and just said, Eve is responsible for making her lunches in the morning, and she actually told me she did pack a lunch. So the natural outcome is she's just going to need to be hungry.
Now, your natural reaction to this was that 6 years old, this kid is too young, the mum should have brought the lunch over, right?
Yeah, there's got to be a different way to discipline the kid than to make them go hungry. I feel like that's a bit harsh.
My natural reaction is to say she's lied to her mum and said, I've packed lunch. And one missed meal is not going to, like, hurt the kid that bad. They'll be right. Maybe they will learn a lesson.
The fact of the matter is, neither of us are parents and have been in this situation. So we thought we'd open up the phones, 4967405. Of course, best callers today in for the chance at a family pass, the Winter Fun Fest at Nobby's Beach throughout the school holidays. Let's see what Newcastle thinks of this situation. Is it right or wrong to make the six-year-old go hungry at school for the day? Let's go first to East Maitland. Daniel on the line. Morning, Daniel.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Very well. How's yourself?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate.
Now, tell us, what's your opinion on this?
Absolute mull. Abhorrent. I think it's disgusting.
Yeah, right. Now, are you a father yourself, Daniel?
I'm not, but I know a few rascals myself.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And, I mean, I wouldn't be sending them off to school with their bellies not full of fuel, mate.
I think I
see kids as...
Six is a bit young, isn't it? It's young to try and enforce this kind of punishment.
Yeah, exactly. And does the punishment even stand out for the kid to be
remember.
Able to realise what they've done wrong?
Yeah, that's right. You know what? You make a good point. I don't think they're saying that they went off to school without breakfast. It's just they didn't have lunch,
yeah.
Like lunch with them.
I think it would stick with you, but I think that you'd remember that pain of the hunger, I think it would stick with you.
Yeah, like I don't think they're saying no food. I'm just saying, yeah. It's just saying you didn't bring the lunch you said you packed. Right?
Exactly.
It's like not a neglect situation. All right, let's go to Alex up next in Mayfield. Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks.
That's good. Now, what are your thoughts on this?
Look, I agree with the mum in a way, but then imagine being that teacher and having to have her student not eat all day. That'd go back on her as well. Like, she would feel so guilty about that. She had no decision in the matter, so she's got to have that student all day hungry. I just feel like that's just putting so much on her as well. So really, the mum should just suck it up and drop off lunch.
Yeah, right. You can't pass it on, can you? And the kid's probably complaining about it to the teacher all day at school.
And that's an element I didn't think of, but the teacher also suffers in this situation if the kid's, like, acting up or whatever.
Bit of collateral damage, I suppose. Hey?
Interesting.
All right, let's go to Huntley next. We got Joe on the line. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Very well. Now, tell us, what's your opinion on this one?
Well, I'm of the opinion of good on mum.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Teach a lesson. Depends on how many times the child's done it, I guess. But you know what? She wouldn't starve to death. Like, seriously. I'm sure she's had a little lunch, whatever you call it, recess or whatever you call it. I've bloody gone to lunch without food plenty of times, like when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I'm still here to tell the tale.
That's right. And it's like it's not like the kid's not getting breakfast or dinner. It's just they're just missing out on lunch.
So... probably scabbed it from their friends anyway.
So yeah, that's it. So do you have kids yourself, Jo?
I have a daughter who's a teacher.
Right.
And we have these debates all the time. Mum, you can't say this. Mum, you can't do that. I'm like, well, you can. Like, you know.
Tell them to tough it up,
what
hey.
I can and can't do.
Yeah.
And she survives. Like, my kids went to school without lunch or whatever. They'd ring up and go, Mum, can you transfer some money? And I'm like, I can't.
Toughen up.
There you go.
Well,
and your daughter's growing up to be a teacher and, you know, a good citizen. So maybe the tough lesson does work.
Yeah, That's right. We have plenty of Barneys over things like this now, but yeah, that's all good.
Yeah, it is indeed.
There you go.
I think there's more nuance to it.
Like it's more than just a right or wrong, isn't it?
Yeah.
We need a bit more context to this story before you can really, you know, like as Joe alluded to there, has it happened a few times before? You know?
That's right.
Like, what's the history of this situation?
Has this kid been telling a few porky pies on the go, you know, and then you go, right, well, this kid does need to learn about lying.
Well, that's it. You can probably only tell them so many times before you need to start taking some drastic, you know, measures to make sure a lesson is learnt.
Yeah, definitely.
No.
There's a lot of
complexity. Complicated. Very complicated.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
I've said it before, Krivo. I'm like Pavlov's dog. When this comes on, I'm salivating. It just gets me so excited. Of course, the weather's been a bit dreary, a bit doom and gloom. We want to cure your midweek blues with Trivia Check. One question between you and Krivo this morning. $1,025. It is so, so simple.
I know. And how good would that be, right? You could take the put home $1,000 and then the $25, just a sneaky pub lunch.
Oh, that's it. You keep it to yourself. You'd spend that on the way home, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, I got $1,000. No one's questioning you. No one's saying, oh, where's the other $25?
I reckon I'd drop in at, like, Mirror of the Surf House or something like that. The surf's unreal at the moment. Just watch the guys. I'm not brave enough to go out in the cold.
No.
Watch the guys rip it up out there. Enjoy yourself a little pub feed.
That's right.
Go home.
Like a weekday special, Wednesday special.
Well, that's it. And then you got enough to treat the family as well. Like we said, $1,025 up for grabs with Trivia Check this morning. One simple question between you and that cash baller. If you want to get involved, give us a call, 4967 4105. We'll play Trivia Check on the other side of this.
New FM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, Krivo, this is getting out of hand. Let's give away $1,025 this morning as part of Trivia Check. One question between you and that cash moolah in your back pocket.
Fingers crossed.
You've got them crossed in studio.
I do. It's one trivia question. That's so simple. Like, there's no this and that you have to do.
You don't have to jump through hoops or anything like that. Nothing that complicated. If you've ever answered one question right in your life, ever,
you're qualified.
You're a chance at this. So should we meet the lucky person who could be having a crack at $1,025 this morning?
Let's do it.
All right. Into town in Newey, we've got Jeremy on the line. Morning, Jeremy.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very well. How's yourself?
Good, mate. Heading to work.
Nice one,
mate. What do you do for a crust?
Landscaper.
Oh, there you go. Be hard, Yakka. Fingers crossed it stays dry for you today, hey?
Yeah, that's it, mate.
Weather's looking good. I think you'll be right. Today and tomorrow through to Friday, no more rain, it looks like. So it should be a couple of good days of work in there.
It's a good day for it.
Oh, there you go. That's what we love to hear. Well, mate, we got one question for you. You get that right, $1,025 up for grabs. 5-second timer as well. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, best of luck, Jeremy. Question this morning is, on the pH scale, pure water is neutral. What is its pH number?
7.
Is it 7?
Cravo. We've just given away $1,025.
You're
okay. Jeremy, congratulations, mate. Over $1,000 in your back pocket.
That's great, mate. Can't believe it.
Now, are you going to turn the ute around and go back home?
Yeah, sicky.
Oh, 100%. That's a couple days pay there.
Yeah, how good's that?
Oh, mate, congratulations. I'm honestly so stoked for you. Over $1,000 in your back pocket. That's wonderful.
Have you got anything planned for the money? Like, now that you've got it, what are you thinking?
Probably just blow it.
Yeah, that's it.
And just have a great weekend. And while we're here...
Have a great weekend, I reckon.
That's it. Do you want to shout out your Year 11 physics teacher or chemistry teacher, whoever it is? Someone whoever's giving you that answer.
I'll be honest with you, it's just a guess.
Oh, mate. 7's a lucky number.
Even better.
It's got you over $1,000 this morning with Trivia Check. Congratulations, Jeremy. Of course, we're back tomorrow. It just starts again now, doesn't it?
That it does, with $250.
Well, same time, same place tomorrow.
Trivia
check.
Yeah, exactly.
And yesterday, behind the scenes, producer Scott and I, we were talking about this Reddit we saw, like, well, a subreddit on the Newcastle Reddit.
Yeah.
Which is basically asking what people think Newcastle will be like in 10 years' time. A bit of a time capsule, I guess, a prediction into the future. So some of the examples on the Reddit, some guys written down, Knights will be celebrating their 10th consecutive premiership, life is good. So whatever he's having, I'd like some of that. Sounds like he's having a good time.
A real party.
another person's written in, maybe you'll be able to get a doctor's appointment within 3 months.
Oh.
My favourite on the Reddit, though, is that Porto Mayfield will finally be opening serving their first customers. So, obviously, there's been so much debacle around that at Porto Mayfield.
Still not open. You know, people had their first shifts booked in
December. December. Like 7 months ago. 8 months ago.
Will it make the 12-month anniversary? Who knows?
Ridiculous. But I thought, this is a bit of fun.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd open up to the team and we kind of see what everyone kind of gauges as one prediction from each of us, I guess. So we'll start with you. We'll then go myself and get producer Scott in last. Okay.
All right. Excellent. All right. I think there's going to be Cappadocias everywhere because they'll franchise it out.
You reckon?
Yeah. I think it's getting more and more popular and there'll be like a Cappadocia on every corner.
Wow. What, in Newcastle or like right around the state as well?
Yeah, everywhere.
That's pretty good.
Have you tried their chips?
Unbelievable, aren't they?
Yep.
Well, that's a very optimistic prediction. I've got an optimistic prediction as well.
Mm.
I think maybe we'll get a bit of work done on this high-speed rail. I think we'll get somewhere with it. Surely.
A preliminary study, maybe.
Yeah, that's it. Maybe they'll put together a proposal of a budget.
We'll do a work group on it, a working group. That'll get things organised.
But I reckon maybe the wheels will start turning on a high-speed rail. 10 years' time.
Nah.
Maybe very optimistic.
Unlikely. Scott, I think the Knights with the 10 wins in a row is more likely,
you reckon.
Yeah.
Well, Scott, have you got a prediction for us this morning, mate?
Mate, I've got one. I thought about this one, and I reckon Stockton Beach will no longer be there, unfortunately. All the erosion. You can't just keep dumping sand there.
Yeah, where are they getting sand from? They can't just keep dumping it there.
Nah, that's it. Stockton Beach, done and dusted, I'm sorry.
Okay, there we go. Three predictions. Newcastle's future fully predicted by the Novo team.
We'll come back in 10 years' time. We'll see how we did, eh?
We'll dig up the time capsule.
Now for the weather from the new FM weather whiz kid, Hannah.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's weather whiz kid.
The rain has cleared after showers yesterday, ahead of mostly sunny day today with the tops of 21 degrees. Tomorrow looking partly cloudy. Right now it's 13 degrees at Merriweather on Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Hooray! New FM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. Oh my God, how good was that?
I reckon I can hear the sweat dropping from Jess's forehead as we speak. She's stressing about her job. You smashed it. Well done.
Oh,
she's gone all shy.
Got a little bit shy, but there's no need. You were so good at that.
Let's get a score from you, Jess. What do you think?
That was so good, Hannah. I reckon 9.25 out of 10.
Wow.
That might be one of the top scores
I think
we've
that's
ever
the
heard.
Highest score we've ever had for a With a Wheeze Kid. Congratulations, Hannah. Thanks so much as well for getting up during your school holidays. You enjoying your school holidays?
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. It. Now, is there someone that you're wanting to shout out, a special friend that you're wanting to shout out? Who is that?
Peyton from Newcastle, Queensland.
Peyton. Oh, there you go. All the way out in Queensland.
That's all right. We go far and wide this show.
Oh, that's it. And, you know, it's a great medium to reach those people.
That's right.
Far off places.
Exactly. Well, congratulations. Our top score ever, I think. And you've done an excellent job.
Yeah, enjoy your party as well. And, of course, enjoy your school holidays.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're absolutely living it up. And if you want to become the next Weather Whiz Kid, get involved like Hannah has.
Yeah.
Make sure you register. Head to newfm.com.au because we just need people to come in and absolutely smash it like that. The bar has been set. That's
I know. Plus you win, of course, that awesome party at Kids World Playland, which is fantastic. There we go. Another Weather Whiz Kid's done an excellent job. And like Stephen said, newfm.com.au to register now. New FM. I've got a revelation.
Hit me with it,
Stephen, because I was chatting to producer Scott behind the scenes about his weekend.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, sort of after the show. And he revealed to me that he enjoys the drink of a vodka cruiser, which is, in my opinion, purely the domain of, like, 18-year-old, mostly females, because it's largely lolly water. It's a watermelon-like flavouring, or perhaps guava at a stretch, or a lemon, and just a tiny bit of vodka that you can't even detect.
I can hear Scott's waiting to jump in to defend himself. What have you got to say, mate?
Mate, Creamer, you don't know what you're missing out on.
I'm pretty sure I do, because it's not even, like, fresh watermelon. It's watermelon flavouring, which is the worst of all of the lolly waters out there.
Mate, it's outstanding stuff. They're so easy to drink. They quench your thirst. They don't taste bitter. They don't taste yuck like a beer. It's just perfect.
I'm just in shock here.
Can I reveal to the team a taboo little secret?
All right, here we go. Hang on. Yep, go. What is it?
I also enjoy a cruiser.
Ah, see? You're outnumbered, Grevo.
I also enjoy a cruiser.
I think we're
not allowed to just enjoy, like, a sweet-tasting drink.
I feel like we're in a bubble here because I think you're the only two guys that are into them. No.
I think you're showing your age. No, I think they're all the rage at the moment.
Okay, sweet-tasting drinks are possible, but have yourself a nice cocktail with a fresh juice or something. Not like the lolly water that is a cruiser. It's so sickly sweet.
Yeah, like a 10-pack at Dan Murphy's Guitar for like $30 or something, though. It's pretty decent value.
I wish I could afford cocktails, Creamer. I wish I was on that
buddy. Yeah, it's like a wicket.
You can make your own. Just cut up a bit of watermelon, throw it in the blender, and, you know, a bit of, like, maple syrup and put the vodka in that and it tastes better.
Unfortunately, fact of the matter is, Creamer, you're outnumbered here.
I just don't believe that in the real world. I think we're in a bit of a bubble here, you know, in where I'm working. I don't think in the real world there's many guys out there, if any, say over the age of 19, that are drinking vodka cruisers. If you've never drunk anything before at 18 and then, oh, that's your first drink, okay, maybe you can let that slide. But once you try other drinks past the age of, say, 19, you should be off the cruisers. Gross.
Yeah, but it's always just like a cruiser is always a nice drink. Sometimes you go out and whether it's pre-mixed or whether it's off tap or whether it's, depending on the bartender, if it's too much, too little. Yeah.
Is that possible?
Well, a cruiser is always a nice drink.
No.
It is a nice summery drink.
It's absurd. I just can't believe the words that I'm hearing. I actually can't.
I'd tell you to turn it up, Creamo, but I think you're on max volume. Let's get a temperature check from across the Hunter, I suppose. 4967-4105. What's the question? Is it okay for blokes to enjoy a cruiser? Yeah. Is that what we're asking?
Over the age of 19. Okay. Don't call if you've just turned 18 and you tried your first guava cruiser and sort of enjoyed it.
All right. 4967-4105. What do you reckon? Is it okay for blokes to enjoy a cruiser? And, of course, best callers on air today, off to the Winter Fun Fest.
Nice one.
At Nobby's, of course, school holidays as well, which is great. Get the ride tokens with that as well. So plenty of fun to be had over the next couple of weeks.
I'm just throwing it out there. No one is calling about this because it is not okay.
4967-4105. Is it all right for blokes to enjoy a cruiser? You can either support myself and Scott, or you can flame us a little bit. We just want to get your opinions on the air next.
New FM. And asking the question, can blokes drink vodka cruisers? Because I think they're like 18-year-olds lolly water, so sickly sweet, after Scott revealed it's his favourite and only drink.
I just think, why should we gatekeep all the sweet drinks for the 18-year-olds? You know, like, why aren't I allowed to enjoy a sweet little drink? I'm on Scott's side on this one.
They're just too sweet, too artificial. Like, there's almost any other drink is better than a vodka cruiser. It's just, I just don't think it's the right thing.
Well, obviously, there's a divide amongst the team. So let's get a temperature check across Newcastle, I guess. 4967-4105. We'll head to Maryland first. Jenny on the line. Morning, Jen. How are you?
Good morning, Groovers. How are we today?
We are very well. Good. Now tell us, what do you think? Is it all right for blokes to enjoy a vodka cruiser?
Hell yeah. My husband discovered them last year, just before our wedding. We end up getting about, I don't know, 10 boxes for our wedding day, and we're still drinking them today. And his favourite is passion fruit, mine's watermelon. And I have to admit, it depends how you drink it, because If that pinky goes up, I'm going to break it.
Oh, got to keep it down, you reckon? Yeah, not okay. A classy drink.
All right. So there's one for Team Stephen and Scott here at this point.
The two S's.
Yeah, that's it. And let's confuse it with one more S. Shiv in Newcastle, how you doing?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Now, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think blokes can love a vodka cruiser?
Well, this is a bit complicated. Well, I am 29 and I only discovered them now, and I had laughed at some of my bloke friends drinking them before.
Yeah.
And till I only tried them, I think blokes can have that.
So you're a fan now?
Yeah, it's a badass little drink. Not always, but I just keep it down low by myself and then drink it, not in front of everyone.
Yeah, not in public, but in private. It's not a drama.
It's a taboo little bad drink, as Shiv would say. You got to keep that as a little private indulgence, I suppose.
I believe this. I'm the only one here on an island, it seems.
All right, let's wrap this up. We'll go to Raymond Terrace. Michelle on the line. Hey, Michelle.
Oh, hey guys, how you going?
Very well. How's yourself this morning?
Good, thanks.
Now tell us, what do you reckon? Can blokes enjoy a vodka cruiser?
Definitely. My husband's 58. He's a VB drinker through and through.
Yeah.
But he steals my vodka cruisers all the time.
Yeah. And what does he always do? Oh, guys, it was the only thing left in the fridge. The old missus's vodka cruisers, but I guess I'll have one.
No, he says that they quench his thirst better than beer.
There you go. Well, there you go. Loud and proud. He's loving the vodka cruisers. That's what we need. We need to start a movement. We need to start this trend where we're not like Shiv. We don't have to do it in secret anymore. You can come out of the hiding. Come out of the woodworks. Drink your cruisers loud and proud.
I can't believe it. I'm the only one not drinking them, it seems. Do I need to switch?
You're going to have to, like, hold your nose and drink vodka cruisers to try and be with the cool kids now.
I know. I feel like it's everyone else.
New FMs. $20,000 side hustle.
Yeah, if you don't know what this is yet, where on earth have you been? Basically, we're giving away money for doing squat diddly.
That's right. If you haven't heard it, very simple. Register now, newfm.com.au. Then listen out for your name to be called out on the radio. And then you've got 10 minutes to call up 4967-4105. And you can earn yourself $105 straight up. Plus... It can keep growing.
That's it. It can grow and grow and grow. That's exactly what happened yesterday for Nathan in Hamilton South. He gave us a call within the 10 minutes, of course, on 4967-405. Currently sitting on $105, but he's our overnight winner. So everything to play for today. If you want a slice of that pie, though, like Crevo said, newfm.com.au, listen for your name. And have you got your 10-minute timer ready there, Crevo?
Yeah, of course I do.
The next Nova Cashman with a chance to get their mitts on this free money for doing absolutely nothing. Courtney Martin in Cessnock. Courtney Martin in Cessnock, your time starts now. 10 minutes on the clock, give us a call. 4967-405 if you want to be involved in UFM's 20K side hustle.
New FM.
In the midst of our new FM 20K side hustle, of course, Crevo, trying to give away money for doing absolutely squat diddly.
Yeah.
And at the moment, Courtney Martin from Cessnock on the clock. So give us a call, 4967-405. You've got the timer on your side of the desk. How long's Courtney got?
Just over 2 minutes. 2 minutes, 15 seconds.
There you go. Give us a call, 4967-405. Well, we're waiting for her to give us a call. Let's do this one.
What's the goss?
What is happening, Scott, my man?
Mate, there's big news in the music world about a festival that, I mean, it happens every year, but the lineup dropped yesterday, gents, and I tell ya, you're going to want to get tickets to this. It looks very, very good.
What festival? I've missed this completely.
What is this? It's Spilt Milk.
Who's on the lineup?
Oh, well, first of all, they've got 4 shows that you can get tickets for starting in late November going through to early December. Headlining. It's his birthday yesterday, Mr. Post Malone.
Postmaster.
Yes, that is brilliant.
It's going to be good. Post Malone also, if you missed the news last week, he's doing a whole string of shows. There is ticket information, pre-sale for just his show. Go on sale from the 11th. If you're a Vodafone pre-sale member, they go on sale as of tomorrow. But yes, he is headlining Spilt Milk. Also in the headlines, Dom Dolla, Budra, great Aussie music.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Cub Sport, David Kushner, Dermot Kennedy, Laddo, Oh,
wow.
It's a huge lineup. And
got that big, big energy.
That huge, huge energy. But it's, but it's not just the musicians
my
that are
favorite.
Getting... It's not just the musicians getting good crack, gents. Have you seen... Well, Steve, you're on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Chebo's Burgers?
No, I haven't.
Well, he's a TikToker. And yep. he got famous by the Smash Burger. He is one of the food acts going to be there.
When you say food act, has he got like a food truck? He's not performing on stage.
No, what even is that?
Chebo's Burger is he's a New South Welshman, and he's been posting about his burgers all over TikTok, and that's just what he does. He makes burgers.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Does he get on the poster then?
Yeah, he's on the poster.
Fair play to him.
The world is changing.
Fair play.
Is all I can say. It's like, that'd be as if you go to see some festival that, oh, McDonald's is on the lineup.
Mate, this is Chebo's. I'd go to Chebo's.
The famous, you know, the famous, what is it, anagram? No, yeah. That's not the word I'm looking for.
What is it?
Like saying, famous saying
yeah.
is, you know, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, is with food. So if you want to get him on the lineup, appeal to those taste buds.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool, actually. I think I'm into it.
Yeah.
Being a foodie, I actually like that. They're on the same level as the Musos.
No, it's great.
Post Malone and the Burger Shop.
That sounds like a great band.
The Burger Shop.
There we go. Oh, well, hey, when is it happening again? The end of the year?
Yeah, so the nearest one would be Canberra, which is on the 25th of November. That's still a bit of a trek away.
A bit
away.
Of a drive south.
Still,
yeah.
You can sign up for pre-sale now. Head to the Spilt Milk website.
There we go. Simple as that. And now, let's give away some cash.
New FM's $20,000. Side Hustle.
Now, this is so much fun because it's so easy. All you got to do, newfm.com.au, get registered there, then listen to the radio at all times, New FM. If you hear your name, call up 4967 4105 inside the 10-minute block and the money starts to be yours.
Well, that's it. That's exactly what Nathan from Hamilton South did yesterday. Arvo, before knockoff, he managed to, you know, get in with Joel, have a bit of a chat, get himself in the building. Job interview, all ticked.
Yeah, that's
you know,
right.
All the boxes are ticked, so he's in. He's an honorary member of the team.
Yeah.
$105 guaranteed. And the chance to just grow and grow and grow. Nathan, how are you feeling this morning?
Honestly, last night was just an absolutely heart-pounding situation. So,
really? Yeah. Were you a bit nervous, were you?
Oh, nervous would be an understatement.
Yeah. Well, don't be nervous because, of course, it's so simple. There's nothing you can do at your end except for just chill out and wait for the money to come in.
You're basically a personality hire, mate. You've been hired for Vibe and you're doing a great job so far. What we did, though, is not long ago, we sent a call out for Courtney in Cessnock. We gave her 10 minutes on the clock, 4967-4105, and Nathan got some good news for you. She didn't get in time, so you're up to $210. Congratulations, mate.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. I appreciate that.
No stress at all.
Happy to help, you know. And like I said, like Stephen said, you're a personality hire and you're doing great on Vibe, so you just keep earning that money.
Oh, definitely. During the day, hopefully I can keep that high going since I've got to work myself.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's
have
it.
That phone in my hand and ready to get calling if someone calls, and I'll be here.
Exactly. Well,
there
good
you go.
Stuff.
We've
you're
got
doing
Nathan
a great job.
On standby, and of course, if you want to get your hands on this cash, get yourself a bit of that pie, head to newfm.com.au to register because there's plenty of money to give away. And the fun continues as well, Crevo, with the Winter Fun Fest happening this school holidays, a thrilling winter extravaganza that promises an abundance of excitement and entertainment for the whole family these school holidays. We've got family passes to give away right throughout the show. Best calls of the day.
That's right.
You get that, you get the ride tokens, 4967 4105. Make sure you get involved.
It's all local winners here at New FM.
The Novos, waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
All right, so tomorrow and the next day, I'm actually going to be off the show, and Stephen, you'll be in here pressing buttons.
Do you trust me on the tools?
Of course I do.
I'm a little bit nervous about it.
You'll be absolutely fine. I'm headed down the south coast because got some family that's not doing very well health-wise, so I just want to go down there and spend a bit of time.
Absolutely fair enough.
So, you know, next couple of days off, but I'll be back next week, ready to go once again.
Well, we still have you here, though, Crevo. Up next, we want to talk about some all-time tantrum stories, because I saw a kid absolutely cracking the sads at Charlestown yesterday. I want to, tell you about that story.
Kids doing tantrums.
And I want to find other stories because it's so funny to me.
Yeah, and you know what? Being school holidays, like the first couple of days, they've got all the, you know, they're ready to go. After that, they get a bit bored.
They do, don't they?
And they can start to crack a tantrum.
That's what we're looking for. So if you have a story, hold it. I'll tell you about this one in Charlestown next, and then we'll get your calls on the air.
New FM.
And of course, Grevo, in the midst of school holidays, which I totally forgot about, when you're not part of the school cycle,
yeah,
it just kind of like comes and goes. It doesn't affect you. So you don't really think about it or remember it really at all.
Yeah, except you do see more kids just out and about.
Well, that's it. I went yesterday to Holy Moly in Charlestown.
Nice.
So I went with a couple of mates to just play a little of that. They got all that like flashy putt-putt there.
Yeah, nice.
So I went and played 18 holes there. I had like a beer or two at Charlestown. Just enjoyed an afternoon with some friends.
Yeah.
The place was pumping, like real packed, lots of people playing bowling, and you do all lots of stuff in there.
Right.
Because, of course, it's school holidays. Didn't think about that at all. So it was packed to the rafters. I thought, this is going to be a bit of fun.
It's buzzing then, isn't it?
Well, that's it. Brings a bit of atmosphere, a bit of life.
Yeah.
But it's funny because while we were there, I saw maybe one of the all-time tantrums. One of the all-time tantrums.
Amazing.
For you and I,
yeah.
I mean, a bit of putt-putt at Holy Moly is just fun, isn't it?
It's just a social reason to catch up with friends.
Well, that's it. The lady asked you on a scorecard. And we went, worry about it.
To be right.
Yeah, we'll have a bit of fun. We'll keep it in our heads. It's not life or death.
Yeah, exactly.
But for a young child, life or death, it is, in fact. Like, this is the be-all and end-all of their life.
And some kids don't deal with losing well. It's just like something hard programmed into their head that they must be a winner.
And kids grow out of it as well.
Absolutely.
They do. But when you're young, yeah, I was a terrible loser as a kid.
Yeah.
I know my brother was. I'm sure he wouldn't mind me saying because he's grown out of it as an adult. But he was an awful, awful loser. And this kid was cracking the sads. It was like hole three or something like that.
Okay.
Family of five.
Early on. Yeah.
Family of five. So mum, dad, and he had a younger sister and by looks of an older brother.
Right. So a middle child.
And dad had the scorecard out.
Yeah.
So mum, all five of them playing. Dad's got the scorecard out. And he's gone, I've put you down for four on that hole. And the kid, that's it, just sent him. I only hit three, Dad. No, you hit two up the top there. Oh, but, well, then you hit two up the top. No, I didn't. I only hit one. You know, like, I'm putting down three for myself. You're getting four.
And that's the way it is.
And then like that, the club goes flying.
Oh, my God.
He sits down, legs crossed, arms crossed. He's protesting, I suppose. He's not moving. Putting the score's getting changed.
Putting down my tools and going home.
That's it. He's basically cracked the sad.
Real grabbing your own bat and ball and leaving situation.
Absolutely. And it's one of those, we've all been there. We've all witnessed it where you're like, I shouldn't be watching. But it is just entertaining, isn't it? You kind of like give it
this
a little,
is the best bit of the night.
You peek out the corner of your eye. You're watching to see how it all gets dealt with. Dad's like, trying to pick him up. You know, it's so embarrassing. I remember as a kid as well, I chucked the sads at Coles once. I sat down, same situation, legs crossed, arm crossed, started screaming.
Yeah.
My mum did the same. She sat down, legs crossed, arm crossed, started screaming back at me. Last time I chucked the sads in public.
Yeah, well, you soon learn, don't you? And that's part of the learning journey of being a kid. At the shop that we've got a bunch of, like, model cars, right? The die-cast sort of collector's cars.
Lovely.
And a little while ago, I saw a kid absolutely wanting a certain one.
Yeah.
And obviously, he'd spent his pocket money already.
It's gone.
His mum was like,
you should have saved.
Should have saved if you wanted it. And he cracked it, starts screaming. The mum's, of course, embarrassed, but just leads him out of the shop, and that's the end of the whole interaction.
And a situation like this, it scars you as well. It is embarrassing.
It is.
We want people to, I guess, share those stories with us. 4967405. When of the ultimate tantrum stories, I guess. When do the kids absolutely crack the sads?
Or maybe you've seen one. Like, maybe you work in retail, or you work in one of these places where you see kids out and about, and you've got a tantrum story. We'll take those as well.
This is a bit of a tangent, but when I was working at Bunnings, parents used to use you as a weapon. Like, when I was a worker, parents would be like, that Bunnings man, he's gonna tell you off. I had no interest in telling anyone else's kid off, but they'd use it as that kind of like... Anyway, what we need is your tantrum stories.
Yeah.
4967405. And, of course, best stories on the air is get the kids to the family pass, for the Winter Fun Fest at Nobby's this school holidays. 30 ride coupons as well. So no cracking the sads about they can't go on the ride.
No, they'll be having a great time.
4967405. let us know your ultimate tantrum stories, and you can get out to the Winter Fun Fest this school holidays.
New FM.
We're chasing your ultimate tantrum stories, and of course, for sharing said stories, you can win yourself a family pass to the Winter Fun Fest this school holidays at Nobby's Beach, including 30 ride coupons. This comes after I was at Holy Moly Charlestown yesterday.
Yeah.
Obviously, school holidays there for, went for there for a bit of putt-putt, sorry, and saw this kid throw the putter. He arms crossed, legs crossed, cracking the sads because they were disputing the score of which he'd shot on the last hole. It was a whole throw. Life or death at Holy Moly, basically. So
for putt-putt golf.
This is the kind of stuff we're looking for. If you want to get your hands on the family pass to the Winter Fun Fest at Nobby's Beach, make sure you give us a call, 4967-4105, or, of course, you can get in touch all the time at the Novos _, which is, of course, our Instagram page.
Yeah, and Christy sent through a message and said, my son wanted one of the big stuffed toys at the Maitland show.
Yep.
Gave him his pocket money to play the ball toss, and he lost the lot, no toy, and had a full meltdown. I told him that's life. Sometimes it's not fair. It took a Dagwood dog to bring him back around.
teach him the perils of gambling early, I suppose. You can buy this little toy with the money you've got right now, or you can gamble it all for the big toy. He's come up empty-handed. All right, well, let's go to the phones, I suppose. 4967-4105. Shoal Bay, Debbie's on the line to begin with. Morning, Debbie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Very well. Now, tell us your ultimate tantrum story.
I was watching my son's under-11 Division 6 soccer game, and it was locked at 4-4. My son scored a goal, and the goalie from the other team threw himself on the ground, punched the ground, then got the ball, kicked the ball away, threw his goalie jersey off, and walked off and refused to play the rest of the game.
Amazing, amazing.
I love the old animated boot the ball away. I love it so much.
I know, there's so much action in it.
All right, Mayfield next. We've got Alex on the line. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how are you?
Very well. Tell us your ultimate tantrum story.
Yeah, so it wasn't my kid, thankfully, but I was at the food court with my kids, and I saw this dad who had his little toddler, and the toddler could not decide what he wanted to eat, so they went around to every, like, McDonald's, sushi, everything.
Did the laps,
finally,
yep.
Yeah, finally they settled on one. He sat down, like, a couple of tables in front of us, and the kid just threw the food on the ground. The dad looked so defeated. The kid was just screaming.
Oh, my God.
Just sat there eating his lunch, defeated, just trying to inform the kid. And my heart went out to him, but I was like, bloody hell, that was full on.
What can you do in that
situation?
That's
it. It's like a train crash, isn't it? You can't look away. You know you shouldn't watch. You shouldn't be peeking, but it's just so entertaining.
Let's wrap this up with Steve in Dungog. What's your story?
Yeah, how you going? My 11-year-old son, he had a bit of a tantrum, you could say. We're playing darts in my shed out the back.
Nice, the man cave, yeah.
Yeah, good man cave, and he missed the board twice, so he threw the dart as hard as he could, and it hit my signed Ricky Ponting bat and
smashed the glass.
Yeah, cracked the glass with the dart, and then he looked at me and he was so disappointed. So we went from 100-mile-an-hour tantrum to
the emotional roller coaster. You would have regretted it straight away. And hey, for your loss there and for sharing that story, Steve, let's send you off to the Winter Fun Fest. Hey, we'll send you with the family pass, 30 ride coupons included as well. That'll be fun this school holidays.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
No stress.
You're very welcome. Well, there we go. I mean, some serious tantrums. And the emotional roller coaster is often, you can see it all playing out.
As
a
kid, that time period between anger and regret is so little. You switch up straight away, and then you're just begging for forgiveness. Yeah. I remember as a kid, that's the most terrifying thing. You know you've screwed up.
Yeah.
You're begging for forgiveness.
So true. Well, that's us done for today. Have a great day, everyone.
Yeah, everyone else's pain's made me feel much better on my update.
And don't forget to register for Side Hustle if you haven't as well. There's still time for that. newfm.com.au. Try and get yourself some free money.
That's it. The winning continues with your workday. Scott's got you for that. Joel, for your drive home. I'll be back tomorrow. You're away for the rest of the week, so you'll talk to Creve on Monday. I'll be back tomorrow. Chat to you then.
See ya.